Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
On Tuesday, congressional Republicans criticized President Biden's State of the Union speech before delivering it. ABC's Andy Field has reaction from Washington.
Republican Senator John Barrasso claiming President Biden is to blame for high gas prices.
For a full year, Joe Biden has done everything he can possibly do to undermine American energy security and the use of American energy.
In fact, the president's executive orders, halting new Alaskan oil leases and canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, had no effect on current oil output. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
But following up to the president's State of the Union address, Governor Mike Dunleavy says we need the federal government to sanction the Russians, not America, on energy production. Dunleavy calls on the president and the federal agencies who have jurisdiction over permitting and the licensing process to view this as an emergency and to reverse course on procedural fault-finding decisions in order to streamline key projects as quickly as possible. In a follow-up to the State of the Union address, Senator Murkowski says it is hypocritical that America would allow Russia to be able to provide this country with oil while we provide dollars to Russia to help them finance this war against Ukraine. Alaska Airlines on Tuesday announced that they're temporarily suspending their partnership with a Russian airline over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A statement from the Seattle-based airline said, "We are deeply concerned about the humanitarian crisis taking place. As a result, we're temporarily suspending our partnership with the Russian airline S7. Guests as of March 1st will not be able to earn miles on S7, and Alaska's work to enable redemptions on S7 also will stop." Alaska said it also suspended its limited interline relationships with S7 and Aeroflot, the largest carrier in Russia. Interlining allows passengers on one airline to be ticketed on a competing airline for various issues, such as bad weather. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District graduate and educator Jason Daniels received national recognition recently as the Science Awardee for the Presidential Award for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching. Daniels has been teaching at Cay Beach Elementary School for 24 years and is a Kenai Central High School graduate, class of 1990, now educating the youth of tomorrow. Daniels states his mom and dad were educators in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District and served as inspirations for his career. And Daniels spoke to KSRM on the recent struggles of teaching science.
I think where we really need to look closely at is getting out of the book learning in science and more into what the students' interests are in the phenomena, the natural phenomena that they see around them, and giving them an opportunity to research those. It's a real world, it's a relevant way for the students to learn. And I certainly have seen a lot more student engagement in the learning when it's something that they have had a part in, when they have some ownership in it, and when it's something that affects their daily life.
Daniels also talks about receiving the award.
Diane McBee was a former co-worker of mine, and she was actually a former presidential winner herself, an excellent teacher. She nominated me. Over the years has heard and seen things that I've been doing in the classroom and nominated me for the award. And then, of course, the work begins with the application process. It's fairly rigorous. And it's actually taken me 4 years of applications and work in that process to demonstrate my science teaching for this to actually become a reality.
For more information on the award and on Daniels himself, radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.